Psychedelics may be the way out of depression. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rahel Aguilar-Vazquez, assistant professor in the Department of Neuroscience at Carleton University, explores why.
Depression is one of the most significant challenges of our time, affecting over 280 million people worldwide. The most widely prescribed type of antidepressant medication is selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs. But they only have a 60% effectiveness rate, and it can take months on daily medication for patients to begin feeling better, a difficult wait for those already struggling with low mood or suicidal thoughts. The exact biological causes of depression remain unclear, but chronic stress can cause significant damage to neurons. Psychedelics, a category of drugs that includes lysergic acid, diethylamide or LSD, and psilocybin, can help the brain repair some of that atrophy. Psychedelics are unique in that they cause profound changes in consciousness and promote neuroplasticity, the ability of the brain's neural networks to rewire itself. We recently found that 2-bromo-LSD, a non-hallucinogenic derivative of LSD, could be a treatment option for depression and anxiety. 2-bromo-LSD was synthesized in 1940 by Swiss chemist Albert Hofmann at the same time as regular LSD. The drug initially drew less attention compared to its flashier hallucination-inducing sibling. Today, the lack of trip is a major selling point for researchers as we explore whether 2-bromo-LSD could work as an antidepressant, harnessing the power of its unique neurological profile without the inconveniences of sensory impairment. Indeed, our initial findings suggest that 2-bromo-LSD can rapidly induce neuroplasticity and reverse the effects of chronic stress in mice. Despite the promise, these results should be validated in depression patients for safety and efficacy.
That was Rahel Aguilar-Vazquez of Carleton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.